Parliament has thrown its weight behind the campaign against the high cost of data in South Africa. We speak to spokesperson of the ANC's chief whip, Moloto Matapo. Good afternoon, welcome to the program.
Good afternoon to you and the listeners.
Who should be blamed for the high cost of calls and data in South Africa?
Well, it has to be the service providers, the network operators who have been greedy, obviously, have been excessive in their charges, comparable to other service providers the world over. South Africa stands as the highest in terms of the cost of communicating, be it the calls as well as data. You remember that in terms of the calls, Parliament intervened in 2009. With regard to the call termination rate, because you remember that they were very excessive, they were very high, unreasonably so, and unjustifiably so, and the Parliament intervened, and very successfully, forcing ICASA to come up with regulations to ensure that the cost that service providers or network operators charge callers for calling cell phone numbers of another of a different service provider get drastically reduced. So now it will seem that the revenue that they lost through the cutting of cost of mobile termination rate have now been passed to data. Our people are complaining, and that's why Parliament last week had conducted a public hearing on the matter, whereby all stakeholders, including the network operators, were present. And we are confident that inasmuch as we were able to, just like we were able to intervene on behalf of society, to bring down the call termination rates in 2009. Even now, we will be successful in terms of forcing these network providers to drastically reduce their data cost.
In this South African context, data cannot be seen as a luxury. Would you agree with it?
Data cannot be seen as a luxury because it forms part of our economy. It is form part of our people interacting socially and otherwise. That's why we have emphasized that insofar as the economy is concerned, because we have vowed as the governing party to grow the economy. The National Development Plan talks about growing the economy in the next years to 5%, and we cannot achieve that if the cost of communication, which translates into the cost of doing business, is unaffordable. We cannot do that if our people's communication is constrained, because that also affects their constitutional right to communicating. We are not saying that such services must not be provided, but we are saying that they must be. We are not saying that they must be provided freely, but what we are saying is that they must be provided in accordance with the international standards. There must not be a situation whereby these three monopolies in the telecommunication industry are fixing their prices and milking the public dry with regard to being forced to pay excessively for data. That's why you need Parliament and also you need ICASA as well to be forced to do its job, because what disappoints us is that ICASA always waits for Parliament to intervene before it can act. It is an independent Chapter 9 institution that is tasked and that is empowered in terms of the law and the constitution to ensure that such kind of things, it deals with them without being forced to do so. And we are confident that very soon these mobile operators will also, as we have done last week, are being forced to conduct a serious introspection to ensure that they provide, they stop milking the public trial with excessive and unjustifiable data rates.
Moloto, thank you very much for chatting to us on this, and we look forward to the action that is going to be taken and how this will all pan out. Thank you very much for your time. Have a good evening. Bye.
Thanks.
That was Moloto Motapo, who is the spokesman for the Chief Whip in Parliament for the ANC, speaking to us about data must fall.